She could get 10 years in a Russian prison. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. American basketball star Brittney Griner's trial started today.
The Russian Federation has wrongfully detained Ms. Griner.
Elizabeth Rood with the U.S. Embassy in Moscow says Griner told her she's in good spirits, detained since February.
When she was arrested at Moscow's Sheremetyevo Airport, custom officials say that they found cannabis oil and some vaping cartridges.
She could get 10 years in prison on drug charges.
Reportedly, just 1% of criminal cases in Russia result in acquittals. And unlike in the U.S., in Russia, acquittals can be reversed.
Fox's Amy Kellogg. We have an update on the domestic disturbance turned shootout in Kentucky.
When police tried serving a warrant in the city of Allen Thursday night, two officers are dead along with a police canine. Five other officers and an emergency management professional on scene were wounded.
Fox's Evan Brown, the suspected gunman, is in custody. The World Health Organization is sounding the monkeypox alarm, saying cases have tripled in Europe, urging countries to do more to stop the outbreak. The CDC says there are more than 5,000 infections in 51 countries, and the WHO says its data shows 99% of those who got it are men, and most have engaged in sex with men. A week after the Supreme Court ruling undid the federal legal right to abortion to let states ban or restrict it, President Biden will meet virtually with a group of Democratic governors in states that allow abortion.
This week, the Biden administration released its response plan to the Roe v. Wade overturning, with Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra saying his department will, quote, take steps to increase access to FDA-approved abortion pills, among other things.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. There's a new tropical storm, Bonnie, formed today in the Caribbean. It's on track to hit Nicaragua, Costa Rica with heavy rain that could cause flooding tomorrow. Then Bonnie's forecast to move into the Pacific and potentially grow into a hurricane. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
We mentioned the rise in monkeypox. COVID has spiked up in Britain the past week. There's also an outbreak in North Korea, which for most of the pandemic insisted it had kept COVID out. Now it is blaming its neighbor.
The Hermit Kingdom blames balloons from South Korea for its COVID outbreak. North Korea's Epidemic Prevention Center reports a soldier and a kindergartner had contact with alien things in a town near the border in early April and later tested positive for the Omicron variant. South Korea's Unification Ministry disputes the claim. Global health authorities say the coronavirus is spread by people in close contact who inhale airborne droplets, and it's more likely to occur in poorly ventilated spaces than outdoors. For years, activists have sent propaganda messages critical of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un using balloons, angering their neighbors to the north. CJ Papa, Fox News.
It's a big travel day for millions of Americans, most by car, paying $1.72 per gallon more for gas than a year ago, though the price has fallen 17 cents off the record high the past 17 days. And this holiday weekend, a lot of people might go out for ice cream, but in Michigan, one shop is serving up a scoop of controversy.
It's called Cold Truth Soft Serve, a vegan ice cream shop in Detroit that's peppered with social justice signs and now being peppered with bad reviews after the owner took to social media showing a picture of a Detroit police car, writing that it won't serve anyone wearing body armor. And to mixed reaction, this customer saying,
I don't think that putting a critique of the police on social media is the end-all be-all. Of
Detroit Police Chief James White defending officers wearing protective gear, calling the denial of service shameful. The body armor allows officers in many cases to return home to their loved ones. Detroit EMS and fire also outfitted with body armor. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
On Wall Street, more selling. The Dow is now down 190 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.